The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secrets that will not be known. What I say to you in darkness, speak in light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetop. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Tomorrow we are celebrating Father's Day, a day to honor the man who first set our feet upon the road to salvation. Tomorrow we honor the man who helped us to walk, to speak, to ride a bike, catch a ball, the person who cheered for us even though no one else would, the man who always thought and often said we could do anything we wanted to if we put our mind to the task, in spite of what others thought of us or what we thought of ourselves. For the most part, our parents taught us right from wrong, showed us how to show proper respect to others and their possessions, the value of honesty, the profit of hard work, and the importance of self-discipline. For many of us, we are who we are today because of the selfless love shown and demonstrated by our parents. Our parents' love was unconditional, but they held us to a higher standard than we would have held ourselves to. They never gave up on us, nor will they ever give up on us. We can learn a great deal about our relationship with God from our relationship with our Father, and our relationship as a father to our own children. Because in all cases, our dad and God are to show us unconditional love, just as we are to show unconditional love to our children. The difference between God and our dad and us is that we are not perfect. We try to do our best, but we are human, prone to human frailties and shortcomings. And there are times we could have done better. Fortunately, our Heavenly Father is perfect and always does what is best for us without fail. Therefore, to explore the relationship with our Heavenly Father is a good place to begin. To begin to understand the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. We can see things that are true with God the Father, and because we have experienced them with our own dad, or we experience them with our own children. Although God is a great mystery to us, we actually have a fairly good idea about this divine human relationship, primarily from the parenting of our dad and the parenting of our children. Now, as parents, we have to make a lot of unpopular choices for our children on a daily basis, it seems. We rarely let them have pizza, pop, and candy for dinner. We set nourishing food before them, giving them the needed proteins, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals they need, only to hear, "I don't like this. Can I have a can of SpaghettiOs?" To which we reply, "No. You need good, wholesome food." Now, in the house that I was raised in, my parents would often say, children in China would love to have what is being served, or children in India are starving. Of course, in my wisecrack nature, I said, well, where's the box? But anyway, but we don't allow them to stay up till midnight on a school night watching TVs or playing video games. We don't let them stay out at night as long as they want. We haul them off to the doctor for proper medical care, and they visit the dentist twice a year. We require them to go to school and do their best. We bring them to Mass each Sunday and enroll them in religious education classes. We are stern with them when they fail to show proper respect to their siblings, teachers, or adults. More or less, we set down certain behaviors and actions that we expect them to abide by. And violations of these expectations are met with consequences and loss of privileges. Our parents did the same thing with us, and hopefully our children will do the same thing with their children. Therefore, we should not be surprised when God behaves in similar manners in dealing with us. We may not always agree with his actions in our lives, but deep down we know that we are the one that lack the understanding of his way, not God lacking the understanding of our way. Now, God is many things, but to us, he is first of all our Heavenly Father, just as we are many things. But to our children, we are first of all their dad and mom, loving parents who wish nothing but the very best for them, just as God wants the very best for us. So as you can see, we know a fair amount about God's relationship with us from our childhood and our own parenting experiences. A friend of mine sent me an email a while ago that perhaps illustrates our relationship with our dad and our Heavenly Father over time. The email is entitled, Each Age, How We View Our Fathers. At 3, my dad knows absolutely everything. 5, my dad can do anything. 7, my dad knows a whole lot about everything. At 14, my dad is hopelessly old-fashioned. At 18, my dad doesn't have a clue. 21, the man is so outdated, where does he come from? At 30, however, let's ask dad's advice before doing anything. At 50, I wonder what dad would have done. And at 70, my dad knew absolutely everything. As parents, what do we want for our children? That we want our children to be around us, gathered around us, in peace, joy, and love. What is God's greatest wish for us? That we too be gathered around him in peace, joy, and love at the end of the age. And this is what Jesus was talking about when he talked about the great banquets at the end of the age in the four Gospels. God bless you.